to the discussion chapter, and irrespective of whether you combine this with the results, the comments are still valid. Key thing to look at in this particular area is the discussion is what you have found out in the context of others. In other words, previous research or benchmarks you're establishing to compare what you found out and to evaluate what you found out to make some form of sense of it. The structure on the left-hand side of the page, looking at summary key findings, interpretation results, reflecting on implications and comparison with previous research, which brackets from the literature review, and reflecting on any limitations and any reliability issues, and finally a primary conclusion of your project is still valid and something I'd like to see, and second mark would like to do also. Further, what I'd like to see clear evidence of, and it is important that we do that, is to show some degree of academic synthesis. And what that is essentially is looking at evidence of good practice where you are actually taking what you have found, which is the results of your primary research, and putting it in an appropriate context. So if we think about fact A is something you have discovered in the literature review, summarized in your final section of the lit review, brought forward to underpin your methods, and now you're using it to compare to fact B, which is what you found out. So A plus B, or A compared to B, or A whatever the analysis is going to be, equals C, which is the meaning you've assigned to it in the context of comparing it to others. In other words, creating potentially new knowledge or new interpretations of what's going on. So have a look at the various academic synthesis models and see whether you can do it. So what actually happens by using synthesis? It ticks all the boxes on the assessment. Number one, it's evidence of use of academic sources, because you are bringing those sources to bear underpinning your discussion. B, it's application of methods, because it's showing rigorous analysis. So that's again contributing to the 25% for literature, the 25% for the use of methods. So clearly it's an appropriate thing to do and something to allow you to actually claim the higher mark. So try and use evidence of synthesis, and if you don't fully understand it and how it can work, clearly have a chat with me. Finally, one important thing about this particular chapter, really at the end of it, you should really discuss a preliminary conclusion to the synoptic project in terms of the research findings and what you found out. The conclusion section is more a reflection upon the process and learning, so we want a preliminary conclusion at the end of this chapter which leads on to your conclusion. Okay, any queries, let me know. Thank you.